A new immigration rule takes effect today, and it's caused some panic among people seeking political asylum in Canada. That's because it forces refugees in either the United States or Canada to apply in the country they arrived in first. It's generally easier to become a permanent resident of Canada, and so in the last few weeks, refugees have been massing at the Peace Bridge in Buffalo, New York, trying to get into Canada under the old rules. On the way, many stop at a shelter called La Casa in Buffalo. Day to Day's Madeline Brand spoke with Molly Short, the legal coordinator for Vive Inc., which operates the La Casa shelter.
Ms. Short, I understand you've had twice the usual amount of immigrants there in recent weeks. Please describe what it was like there at La Casa.
Actually, we've had four times the average amount of individuals, and we're coming up until the last minute last night at 9 p.m., and those are individuals who would normally want to go to Canada as refugee claimants but would have no other route to get to Canada but other than through means of the United States because of the way international travel is geared and the ability of getting U.S. visas.
So last night, midnight, was the deadline?
Yes.
So what will change for them as of today?
What's happening now is under the Safe Third Country Agreement between the U.S. and Canada, an individual is required to make a refugee claim in the first country they land in. So if they get a visa to the United States, even if they want to go to Canada, they cannot. They must remain in the United States and make that refugee claim.
And why was that rule adopted?
They say it's to keep people from foreign shopping, to, you know, playing in one place, going to another if they don't like the results. But the in actuality, it stops people who have no intention of applying in the United States from getting into Canada, and now they're stuck in the United States where they're not allowed to work or receive any benefits, and they're basically going to be stuck in shelters like Vive for extended periods of time while they're applying for protection, where in Canada they can work and they can receive benefits and they can become active members of society while they go through the process of making a refugee claim.
And so the refugees that have been in your shelter in recent weeks, describe how they have been. Have they been panicked? Have they been afraid that they wouldn't get into Canada under the old rules?
Well, for a good amount of time, they were very patient. Once it got to a certain point where we realized that we were not going to be able to get everybody through ourselves, the people started to feel they had to move on their own. Because under Canadian regulations, if a person goes directly to the border and steps foot on Canadian soil, if they're sent back to the United States for waiting for an appointment, technically their appointment will be as if they entered before the agreement went into effect.
So what happened was the Canadian officials actually came to you, right?
On the 23rd of December, about 500 individuals went over to the border themselves. After that, we worked out a system with Immigration Canada to have officers come to our border and process them.
So now what? You've got this new rule that's in effect now, and I assume you still have people who want to seek asylum. What's going to happen?
For the individuals that are not able to go to Canada, we're going to expect that our legal department, which represents people in the United States, will be picking up some more cases of representation to help them.
So in other words, you'll be helping people try to get asylum here rather than in Canada?
We'll be doing both, but we'll be doing more focusing on the U.S. side.
Molly Short is the legal coordinator for an immigrant shelter in Buffalo, New York. It's called La Casa, and it's run by Vive Inc. And Molly Short, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
That interview by Day to Day's Madeline Brand.